Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of somewhere deep in the hot of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to finally be back with you.
Yeah, Rob was sort of laid low.
Everybody's been
catching something. I guess it was just that time of year.
Right.
I guess it's just that time.
On the other hand, oh my gosh, as the news kept rolling on, ready or not.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to jump in?
Sure. Where you want to go?
Oh. Okay, so I got a late Christmas present. In fact, you and I did. Millions of us did. Before we get into all the minutiae, let's talk about the elephant in the room in Illinois and California.
Okay.
So, after the Bruin case, lots of states, all the anti-gun Democrats, but I repeat myself, those states threw just tremendous restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. In California, it was particularly egregious. You could see where they cut and pasted from the carry killer bills in New York and New Jersey. And then a judge looked at and said, no, I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. No chance. Not even close. It's all enjoined. Then, as you would expect, now it didn't make it to the Ninth Circuit. It was an appeals court in California who said, wait, there's no such thing as gun control in California. Every restriction is just fine. So the judges saying that those laws were unconstitutional, couldn't be put in place, that was turned over. Then that was appealed to an emergency appeals panel. And they came out on the side of liberty in California.
Yeah.
So we have this bizarre situation where there were all of these accumulated infringements in California. They got wrapped up into one big bill, and we're going to go through them. Well, okay, that meant that rather than pick each one of those infringements apart, case by case by case, over decades, they got wiped out in one go. We have an odd a laboratory of freedom in California. And if you'd said, we're going to pass an anti-gun bill, and when it gets turned over, it will flip all of the gun control in California in one throw, I'd have thought you and I were drinking and I should go out and try some of what you're having. But that's the way it turned out. It's wonderful. I want to go over some of the insane restrictions. To be fair, similar to what we saw in Oregon, similar to what we saw in Washington State, New York, New Jersey, Maryland. You ready? 'Cause
yeah.
It's okay. Now, remember, all of this comes back from a historic story that says, oh, yeah, in a courtroom, you should be disarmed because the state is providing the security there. Everybody gets disarmed except for the bailiff and the deputies. Well, then the state goes, yes, but what about hospitals? Why is there armed security in hospitals? Mental health facilities, by the way, including the parking lot. What, is there a security guard there who's going to ensure that there are no weapons? And not only that, people are going to behave in the parking lot of a mental health facility, nursing home, a medical office, and a dock in the box, one of the urgent care facilities. places where medical services are provided. You know, these pop-up COVID clinics?
Right.
You're telling me that that is a secure medical facility and I need to be disarmed because the state's providing security? No way. And that's what the judge said. No way. You still retain the right to defend yourself and your family. Public transportation, including vessels, a ferry, or the terminal, including the parking lot, again. Business establishment where intoxicating liquor is sold for consumption. You know, that's every, what's sort of the lowest level, an Arby's, a Denny's. You know, the fact that you can get a beer there means these are gun-free zones.
You can get a beer at Arby's?
Well, Applebee's.
Lots of other places.
There we go. And then it says all public gathering and special events. Wait a minute. What is that? we're having an event where, yeah, they announced they planted some trees downtown, and therefore, since it's a public event, the state is providing. Now, here's the catch that I love. Okay, if those are gun-free zones and someone is hurt, is the state liable for failing to provide security? Oh, no, we're not. They're not liable. Okay, then you never picked up the mantle. So, therefore, it continues to rest with us. It goes on and on. Now, here's something I noticed just because I lived in California. They said parks and recs, Department of Fish and Wildlife, any of that property, except areas where you're hunting, were gun-free zones. We used to have a fish and game park where we would conduct firearms training. So the place where you're going to conduct firearms training is a gun-free zone?
Hmm.
This is insane. Anyway, it's a beautiful story. Finally, the judges got it right. I wouldn't have expected that. Let's jump all the way to Illinois. Did you add up the stats there where they had a assault weapons ban and nobody came?
I have not added up the stats. I have seen the stats, and it sort of is reminiscent of New York, when they had their assault weapon ban or their assault weapon registration that they were going to grandfather in, and you just had to register them. I think they got like less than 4% registration.
In Illinois, it was less than 1%.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so here's the part that I like. Millions of ordinary gun owners said, you know what? This might get turned over in the courts, but your courts have shown that they are in no way reliable and trustworthy with our freedoms. So, you know what? While you sort this out, we're going to ignore the law. We saw the same thing in San Jose, where they had magazine bans, pistol brace bans in New Jersey. They have these gun control laws, and since all the honest citizens know that the criminals certainly aren't complying,
right,
they decided they'd not comply too.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's great.
That's just the way that goes. I mean, that's one of those things that they have, they've really sort of brought on themselves.
They have.
That blatant disregard for all this stuff, because I guess back in the 90s they would have complied. Would you agree with that? But not now, not with all of everything else that's happening in those locales. We're coming up on the first break, so before we get into the first break, for those of you that would like what Mr. Morris talks about and what he may be referencing and everything, there's more than one way to find out what he's doing on the days he's not here. Tell them how to find you, sir.
I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Optus Lens. I also write and host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, also once a week.
A very unique podcast of its type, where he gets out there and does a little after-action review on an actual armed self-defense incident with another gun instructor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Locked and Loaded, and I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We were just talking about a few things that have occurred here and there. What else is on your mind today, sir?
Oh, do you recall that New Jersey and California would set up gun control research groups in their state universities, you know, funded by taxpayer dollars to say, oh, isn't gun control great? And I always wondered, okay, where are the good guys talking about how guns save lives? Well, about time. I like it. This one is out of Ohio. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost commissioned a study. I think it came out of Bowling Green. And they said, you know, we just had constitutional carry imposed. What's happened to crime? And they go on a city-by-city basis. Well, one, they found crime involving firearms decreased a lot. The averages were about 20%, 22% in Parma, 18% in Akron and Toledo. Now, there were some states where it increased a little bit, Dayton and Cincinnati, but they said, look, when the honest people carry guns for armed defense, crime goes down. We told you this, now we've got the data. And I went, thank you, because there, it's not, lots of people, Bill, you see this problem all the time when you, I'm sure on WORD, when you talk to people, they bring their preconceptions rather than the facts.
Right.
And here they go, oh, more guns would lead to more violence. I go, not if they're in the pockets of the honest people. I mean, it's not what we see. We just conducted the experiment again. We had similar results in Texas. Now we have similar results in Ohio. Those are big states. We're not talking about a few dozen people. We're talking about, you know, millions. Huh. Okay. Now, you don't have to believe it if you don't. I mean, you're late. We're allowed to keep our prejudices, but now we do have some facts to argue about.
Right. And that's always inconvenient, though. I find that as always. That always seems to be inconvenient for them, but, you know, we're fighting against the narrative, and the narrative is, first of all, it's bad. The stuff they say is just stupid. It's unbelievable. We're going to make you safer by making you defenseless. That's a stupid thing to say. That's a stupid thing. That's a stupid proposition to make in the first place. Then they get take it a step further. It's not just that. They take it a step further. They go from there and say, in addition to this, we know that these laws are not going to affect criminals, and yet we're going to push them anyway. Because more guns equal more crime. And then in the end, you know, they can't point to any gun control law that has ever stopped a single crime.
None. Right.
So, and I guess they think this is, you know, like I said, the 1990s when we didn't have as much internet and we didn't have access to information other than from the big media outlets. And now they just look ridiculous. Yeah. They look ridiculous saying what they say and doing what they do because we do know the other, you know, the other side of the coin, and it's not actually the way they say it is.
Here's John Lott just took a nationwide. He does this at least once a year, if not more than once a year. He looked at all the constitutional carry states and the states that still have permits, and he said, well, lots of us are carrying concealed. In fact, more than ever of us are carrying concealed, but the number of us with licenses went down slightly. And to me, and what John doesn't cover in that is that this is marvelous news.
Yeah.
Fantastic news. It turns out that permits a tax. And when you quit taxing something, like firearms instruction, you get more of it. So the fear is, oh, my neighbor won't be trained and now she can walk around with a gun. But in fact, what happens is, now that you're not taxing your neighbor, she's got more money to go spend on that carry class. And that's, in fact, what we see. We saw it just hand over fist in Texas. We saw it in Arizona, and they documented it pretty well. So, I mean, think about it. the self-defense student take less, take fewer classes when you tax those classes. It's just as if, okay, were they going to go get a permit to ride a motorcycle? If you threw a $1,000 tax on that, you'd get fewer people taking instruction. Anything that reduces political corruption, though, I think that's all for the better, because there were some cities that put just insane fees on here, and carry permits were often a way for sheriffs and police chiefs to punish their enemies. You had that traffic ticket last year. No permit for you. I'm head over heels happy that a lot of that's gone away in state after state.
And, I'm sure they'll twist that loss of license thing. But I would hazard a guess that there's probably more people carrying guns now than ever.
I think, yes.
And that number just adds to itself every time they get out there and publicize crime.
Right.
The stuff that they try to publicize to gin up the fear, I think that has a whole different sort of effect than what they're thinking it's going to be. And that's the fun part for me. That's the fun part.
Here's something that I don't understand. The state where we see the most carry permits is Alabama. In some counties, almost two-thirds of the adults have their permits. Statewide, it's about 28%. But that's also a constitutional carry state. Is it what? Everybody's going, they're traveling next door to Georgia and Mississippi, and therefore they need their permit? I don't know what it is. Now, I think the permit is really inexpensive. So, okay, maybe they got used to it. They want to stick with it, and it'll change in a decade. But there's a gun culture effect here, and I'm not sure how that's playing out.
Well, I got a question about that when we get back. But tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog a couple times a week. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
Indeed. Check him out. He's just asked a really interesting question, which I've got another counter for it, and we're going to see where that goes. Just because we can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morrison. You just asked a really good question about why there's more permits in Alabama, even though it's a permitless carry state.
Right.
And here's the thing. And I'm sure you've seen this too. There are a lot of misconceptions among the non-gun owning public. Like here in South Carolina, I'll get asked, where do you register your guns? Which we don't have a gun registry, so I'll say, well, you don't. And they'll ask how many rounds I'm allowed to have, and I'll be like, as many as you can carry. And they'll ask me, can I carry a round in the chamber? And I'll be like, of course. So the non-gun owning public, when they're just beginning to be curious about what this is, when they come into it, a lot of them don't have any idea what's going on. Is it possible in the state of Alabama, for example, that in certain places they don't publicize the fact that they are a permitless carry state? I'm sure at the gun shops they probably do, but I mean, how many people go into a gun shop wanting to be all chatty when that's their first gun they've ever bought?
Right. Yeah. Interesting. They don't know what they don't know yet.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, in Iowa, we just had this rampage shooter. In Iowa, teachers can be armed in Iowa, but the majority of the teachers in Iowa don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm of two minds about that. First of all, if you're that disconnected from what's going on, and I know there's lots of people that don't want to be involved in politics. The only problem is that the same acts, you know, you've seen these gun people get out there and go, I don't want to talk about politics, I want to talk about guns. Well, unfortunately, without politics, your being able to talk about guns and actually handle them is sort of jeopardized. So you at least have to have a working knowledge of that. And if you don't have a working knowledge of it, and then something wakes, you know, something creeps up on you one day, and all of a sudden you're not allowed to have this or that or the other, that's your fault. Because you were asleep at the switch. So do you think there's a, you know, is that the low info voter? Is that what we characterize as a low info voter?
Well, and okay, so how are they going to get smarter? Meaning, is there a local NRA chapter? Is there a rod and gun club that's welcoming and has essentially a, hi, if you don't have a gun before, here's some of the things you might not be familiar with. Yeah, we keep assuming that everybody grew up in this culture, and no, there are a lot of steps on that ladder between where you start and where you end. So, good point. Yeah. Yeah, we need more. And that used to be at various gun shows, remember? Now in California, that's literally a dirty word.
Yeah.
I wonder
where they're allowed.
I haven't looked, and maybe we need more gun shows because, oh, big sign on the near the local convention center, gun show this weekend. Yeah, that's how people learn about. And okay, so we just need the guy going, you know, stump Bill Frady. What's the most foolish question you can ask that you think your neighbor might have forgotten? I like it. That's what we need.
Well, like I went to this Friends of the NRA thing before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. You got some people that are completely dialed in. Then you got some people that have no idea what they're there for. And when you start pointing things out to them, they're like just mystified. It's like I'm saying, and then the flying saucers came out of the sky. Just a look of wonder. And all of a sudden, lights began to switch on. And we saw that a little bit during COVID, didn't we? When people in California were out there trying to buy guns, and they were like, they rolled in there. They probably, what was the proposition that they backed here recently with all the gun control in it, the latest one? Whatever it was.
SB2.
Yes. So, well, not that one, but the one before that, before COVID.
They had to
wait for 10 days to pick up the gun, right? So
yeah.
They were going in there buying the gun. They were like, I need to take this with me today. And they were like, well, you got to wait 10 days. But I need it today. Well, did you vote for that gun control thing? Yes, I did. Well, this is that gun control thing. You got to wait for 10 days.
Right.
But then they found out, you know, that the thing is, they were all told it was easier to buy a gun than it was to buy a book or a stalk of celery or just name it, just anything. It was easier to buy a gun. And the slow rolling education that they were getting at that point, I wish they'd share that. Wish they would share that.
Yes. Yes. Oh, speaking, okay, you brought up California. Did you see where the Gun Rights Policy Conference will be in San Diego this year?
No, I did not see that. But I haven't ever been to one of those things. I don't have the time. My schedule is so bad right now. It's going to be hard for me to go to the NRA show. So,
and there are two thoughts in that regard. And since you brought up California, they do have what they call Gun Prom, the San Diego chapter, which is, hey, come meet your other firearms advocates. You guys are changing politics, and besides, you get to take your best girl out for dinner. And I think they're going to stack the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference on that. They've been doing great work there. And I interviewed one of the guys there, and you need to go. Meaning, Bill, if someone hadn't gone to that Friends of the NRA dinner, they don't know what they're missing. Oh, we should do that in my town. Yes, you should. Now, you don't need to invent it. Go see what it's like and then take what they did. Say, hey, do you have kind of a playbook I could use to bring this to my city? Yes, they do. Yes, they will. Except in California, people forget there is a gun culture. There are about 10 counties that are anti-gun. They have huge populations, L.A., Bay Area. But the rest of the state is Kansas. And we need to remind the rest of the state that you're not California. You're not Santa Monica. Here, make that culture come alive and pass it on to your neighbors. So that's going to be exciting. Now, again, a bunch of people are going, oh, a gun rights policy conference, and you're having me go someplace where I can't carry. Yep. Yeah. I understand. Just like having it in Chicago, because we had 2A advocates fighting the fight in Chicago. We have them fighting the fight in San Diego. We want to recognize, we don't always get the battles we want, but we got to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Thank you.
I'm going to have to ask Alan Gottlieb about that the next time I talk to him, because here's the thing. I understand taking the fight where the fight is. I get it. As a matter of fact, right. The gun control people should be in these places where all the gun crime's happening, which has the most gun control. I know why right. They don't go, because that would look bad for their, quote, narrative, end quote. But right. At the same time, I probably will never go to a gun rights policy conference just because of I don't go anywhere I can't carry a gun.
Right.
So that would probably be something I don't ever partake of, unless it actually happens to be someplace where they recognize the Bill of Rights. I go there.
Well,
I go there.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're coming up on the next break. If you'd be so kind as to once again reiterate how they could find you and the things that you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. We describe how our neighbors saved lives every week. 20 minutes, snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog a couple times a week, 2,100 articles waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, despite all that, there's always something to talk about. We'll find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. How do you want to finish this today, sir?
Well, there's plenty of news, and it's a little bit heartbreaking. I want to share it with you and hear your take. There's this 13-year-old boy in Ohio. He was arrested. Thank goodness he's got some serious issues. He had planned to shoot up a synagogue in Ohio.
Right.
So his punishment is to write a book report about a Swiss diplomat who saved thousands of Jewish people during World War II. He's, because of his age, again, 13, he's not charged as an adult. He's charged with a misdemeanor of inducing panic. And I'm going, I hope that there's a whole lot more of the story that didn't make the news, like, and this kid's in therapy for the next 3 years, and we're going to monitor him because that's scary insufficient. I don't know that that helped the kid heal. When we go to Massachusetts, I see something that's almost equally crazy. This guy's been arrested for his third drive-by shooting. Now, just carrying the gun without a license, that's almost 4 years of prison time. But the fact that he pulled the trigger, again, now you're looking at a maximum of 6 years, and I think the guy was going to get out after less than half that, where we have this bizarre situation where carrying the gun without a permit seems to get a heavier sentence than actually trying to murder people.
Right.
I'm just, what the heck is going on in Massachusetts? It's bizarre. And I think that's, we've seen Democrat politicians basically out themselves that way. Yeah, you gun owners are the problem. This guy's not a legal gun owner. Why are you letting him walk away when he tries to commit murder? It's crazy. Anyway.
That's the I guess it's local. The judicial process, there's just, I wouldn't, I wouldn't live in a place with a judicial process where that kind of thing is going to happen. Now, I know a lot of people can't do anything about that, and I understand that. But by the same token, right now, as of today, nobody's holding a gun on anybody and making them stay wherever they're living right now. So if they want to, if they're going to be out there and have these things occur, which in some cases that's going to happen, in some locales that's going to happen. If you're going to be there, you're there voluntarily.
Yeah.
It might be difficult. It might be hard. You moved from California to Louisiana.
I did.
Now, did you move from California to Louisiana for any other reason besides you just wanted to?
Well, yes. Literally, working in engineering startups was getting impossibly hard in California. More and more startup money went to other states because they said, look, if I do it in California, I can only fund it for 3 years. If I'm willing to do it in the Midwest, I can get 5 years of funding for the same dollars. And on top of that, I wanted to try living in a free state. I really enjoy it.
Well, that last sentence, though, explains it all. I mean, California. And the thing is, all of these places like California, New York, and everything else, they're hollowing out really, really slowly. And I hear a bunch of people getting out there saying that they're importing all of these immigrants so that they can try to boost up their congressional makeup again.
Right.
But they're in the middle of losing their congressional makeup at the moment. And at the moment, illegal immigrants don't get to be counted as part of your complement of citizens. So right now they're playing a game that on the one hand it's hamstringing themselves now that they're getting shipped to them and everything else. You know, now that Abbott is shipping them to them, and you know, DeSantis is shipping them out, and they're getting quite creative with this.
Did you hear the alderman in Chicago who goes, yeah, we never figured that if we turned Chicago into a sanctuary city that you'd give us illegal immigrants. Really? Really? It's like, how were the drugs for the last decade? Really? You're just now waking up?
Yeah.
Wow. Do we have time to do a defensive gun use story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I ran into this one, and I thought it was so spot on. Here's a gal. She's home Monday night. Her ex is outside, and she, you know, probably intoxicated. Story doesn't say. He kicks down the back door, and she is armed. You know, hi, I'm armed. Don't do this. She stays in the home. He goes and kicks in the front door. She stays away from the door. She's doing what she can to avoid a confrontation. Finally, the guy comes in the house, trying to chase her down. She shoots him. He runs away. Okay, fine. What a lot of people have in mind is this scene from a John Wick movie where somebody breaks into my house. I'm going to step out in the open. And you don't have to. You need to identify someone who comes in. This lady stayed concealed as this attacker kicked in both doors looking for her, and she's hiding. She's around a corner. She's around a door jamb. And no wonder she won the conflict because he can't see her and she can see him. The reason, why would this matter? Well, if he's disarmed, maybe you could allow yourself to be seen. But you don't know what he's brought. Is he, okay, maybe intoxicated, we don't know. But if he has a gun, you don't want to turn yourself into a target. And I thought that was so squared away. Was it done out of fear? Was it done out of forethought? But that's the issue that I see is at 10 in the morning, it's hard to be smart unless, I'm sorry, 10 at night, unless you've thought about these things ahead of time. That's why I really enjoy self-defense gun stories. Bill, thank you for letting me talk about it here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The, you know, the the supposition, I guess, is that you're going to confront them and intimidate them. Is that what it is? You're going to get out there, and when they see you, they're going to run?
I don't know why. I think,
why you'd be breaking cover?
Because it makes a good scene on all the John Wick movies you saw.
Sure, yeah.
But that's the... No, don't do... Your firearms instructor will tell you, don't stand out in the open. We're not doing this for movie shots. We don't want to ever become a target. So... As you were mentioning earlier, when people don't know what they don't know about armed defense, they ask some questions like, well, don't I need to let them see that I'm home so they'll run away? No, you don't. There's nothing that's supposed to be fair. They broke into your home. You're there to defend you and your family. That's all.
Yeah. And I would... See, this is the thing about self-defense. Self-defense is not getting up facing the guy at, 10 paces going, feel your hand. Self-defense is winning the fight. There's no rules to winning the fight. I saw a self-defense shooting here in a South Carolina barbershop where the guy was sitting there, and they walk in, they start robbing a place. He's underneath the shroud because he's getting his hair cut, but he pulls his gun underneath the shroud, and as soon as they walk by him, he starts popping them in the back, and he wins.
Right.
And that's righteous to me. That's how you win a gunfight. Gunfighting is not about rules or anything else. It's about winning. And, when I saw that thing, I think I saw that where they John Wicked him and showed up and all this other stuff. I think I might have read about it. But anyway, listen, thank you for joining me today. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you feel better. Good stuff. How do they find you?
My pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. How do they find you?
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's on every podcast player. I write the Slow Facts blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. And now that I'm healthy again, I get to join Bill once a week.
There you go, sir. There you go. Back in the saddle again. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, from Shooting News Weekly, Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.